welcome in the Jags to the round table. JP Shadrick, Brian Sexton, John Osier. Jags going down to Tampa this Sunday to face the Buccaneers. We'll get to these guys coming up. But first, the big news from Friday for the Jaguars. Some statuses are in for the game, including Paul Posluszny, who's going to be questionable with that ankle injury from last week's game in Indianapolis, a 50-50 chance for him. Julius Thomas coming off the hand injury, also questionable, has been limited throughout the week. And Cindric Marks still trying to rebound from knee surgery in the offseason. He's questionable for the game on Sunday in Tampa as well. All right, guys, let's get to it here. Finish has been a big word, a buzzword around Everbank Field this week. In the red zone, at the end of games, where do you start with the finish word this week?
Well, if you're looking for something specific, then maybe it's passes to Allen Robinson and Mercedes Lewis in the red zone, or making that final block to get the running game going in the red zone. But unfortunately, finish, second half, red zone, whatever, often is about young quarterback growing up, young skill guys growing up, easier to move inside the 20s and in the red zone. And sometimes it's just a case where teams have to gradually learn to do that. So I don't know if there's that hard, fast answer that, you know, people want to find and put a finger on.
Well, I'll go red zone. And last week they got to the 6-yard line and they threw, then they ran, then they threw. And we're talking about the Colts, and we're not talking about the Ravens or the Steelers' defense here. The Jaguars had always had success running the ball against the Colts. I'd like to see run, and then maybe run, and then maybe run some more. I mean, that's really what you're trying to build on your personality is T.J. Yeldon. Yeah, you're going to get Julius back, and I understand that the offense is evolving. I just like to see a little bit more power football in the red zone.
At the same time, Blake said this week there was a play, had Mercedes, threw to Allen Hurns. It's that sort of precision buzzword that they need to get to in the red zone.
Well, I'm going over the top to make my point is that, you know, T.J. Yeldon had a terrific game. I mean, not just that run in overtime. And I would have liked to have seen him more involved in the red zone. And I understand a good play is one that works, a bad play is one that doesn't. I'm just telling you, I think that this team's personality is to run the ball, and I'd like to see some finish with the running game and not just the passing game.
You'd like to see that. That would be an improvement in the run game. If you score in the red zone a little more, that's an improvement as well. But at what point is the most important improvement a W?
Right now.
Yeah.
Right now. I mean, I was through the locker room on Wednesday, and I asked all of them, and they looked at me like, that's the dumbest question. Of course, winning is the only sign of improvement for this team.
That's not the first time you've had that.
Well, no, I mean, it happens all the time. Yeah, no, I mean, just sit next to you for a while, and I'll feel that way. I guess my point is that, you know, the last 2 years, I don't know if you could ask that question.
Right.
And this year you can. I mean, you're at a point now, there's been an addition, an infusion of talent. There's an expectation, obviously, that's grown. And, I mean, there's some winnable games sitting in front of them, and I think that's what we all expect. It's what they expect.
Yeah, if you take the body of work, it's clear the margins of defeat this year have been smaller. They're improving. The offense is great. I mean, not great, but the offense has improved. But at some point, especially the next 2 weeks against teams that are one and whatever, you've got to start winning.
431 yards last week, the best output of the Gus Bradley era. Time to win.
If you start winning this week, then all of a sudden, you're 2-3. If you win next week, guess what? That would be 3-3. And if you win the week after that in London, this team would be 4-3, if my math is correct.
Sounds like it is.
Is that reasonable for this team?
Oh, you know what? I expected them to win last week, okay. And I expected them to be 2-2, and I thought that was eminently reasonable with a 40-year-old backup quarterback in there and what I expected to be progress. So I don't want to get too far ahead of myself and say that 4-3 is reasonable, but 2-3 is reasonable.
Yeah. It's hard with a team that has not shown that it's consistent on offense and has not shown the ability to pull away. It's hard to sit here and say 1-2-3 three-game winning streak. But it's not ridiculous to say that somewhere in this next three games, they should start getting a couple. They should start doing some of the things we're talking about. And, you know, yeah, get to 3-4, get somewhere in that range.
Well, I mean, look, you don't have Seattle, New England, and Denver on the schedule the next 3 weeks. So is it reasonable? Sure, why not?
Go for it.
Yeah, why not?
Well, that
reasonable doesn't mean that it's going to happen,
right.
But is it reasonable? I've been accused of that.
3-4.
It's been a long time since the Jags have had a three-game win streak. They'll try to start that this week in Tampa. That's it for today on Jags of the Roundtable.